Garrett Harley, guy who was consistent through preseason, did some big kicks the other day.
Yeah.
Something you're used to at this point, I would imagine.
Well, you know, with that player, I don't want to say it's streaky, but he's hitting the ball just like you want clean right now, much like a golfer. You know, he's really he'd done that as well in the preseason. So to start the season the way he did was a great sign. And even in practice this week, he's really been consistent, and that's encouraging.
How much easier does it make the decision when you know that he's hitting the ball like he is?
I think it, like, there's certain areas on the field going in. When we're inside, you know, we look at a certain yard line that's pretty consistent. When we go outside, somewhere during pregame, you know, he and I might visit, and if there's a breeze, it might be, hey, 32-yard line this way, 35-yard line this way. I think it's the latter, really. I think when you have a good kicker, and we've had a number of different kickers here that you're confident in, and you just know those range spots and you make those decisions. But, periodically, if there's someone at that position that you really are struggling with, then it becomes a bigger problem. But he's kicked in big spots, and he's been real consistent now.
Hey, Sean, for the last couple of weeks, CJ has kind of told his players at Tulane that it's always the more desperate team that will usually win. Do you get the same kind of philosophy here in front of your players?
I think the one thing in our league that you know, we always pay attention to is, especially when you're playing in the division, you know, that when the schedule comes out, you can begin to look at games and trips, and the first thing you look at is travel or prime time, and as it pertains to a short week or a long week. The thing that's in flux always is, you know, teams coming off of tough losses, and that's a tough loss that they came off of last week, the position they were in. And so, you know, playing at home in the division for them, you know, they're a much improved team, and we know that it's going to be a tough challenge, you know, and I think educating your players on that is important.
You've been with a team, obviously, the Saints, that have started 0-2, 0-3, stuff like that. Does the thought of going 0-2 creep into your mind when you're game planning for another team, like maybe it is in Tampa's mind? You've been there before and done that before.
I don't. I think it's too early in the season. I don't think that. I just think it's the sense of urgency to win, especially a division game, and. You know, everyone wants to play well at home, so there's a number of things. I don't think we look at it that way, but that's just from experience.
What about stress and the importance of two division games in a row? If you guys can set up 2-0, that can give you guys a little right off the bat.
Look, you know, last night at the end of that game, they interviewed Wolfolk, you know, from New England, and, you know, three or four different times during that interview, he brought up the importance of playing division games and how they matter. And, you know, it was an example of a team that went on the road and then came back home and won a game. But, I just finished talking to the players about that same topic and understanding that when you're playing in the division, they're all tough games. They're, you know, when the season ends and you look back on even Atlanta's team a year ago with as many wins as they had, you know, they split with New Orleans, they split with Tampa, they split with Carolina. I mean, it's hard to win in the division, and certainly it's hard to win on the road in the division.
What have you seen from Jimmy Graham now that he's healthy with his wrist again, maybe opposed to last year?
Well, I mean, I think that, he's been consistent. I know he's worked on all the details. He's still a young player. And, you know, he's someone that works very hard at his trade and prepares like you'd expect a professional. But I think the consistency and you know, it's good to see him. There's a handful of players, you know. Zach Streep is another one who's really in good shape, came to camp in good shape. And, you know, it's the first time in a while for him that he's been able to go through an offseason without a lingering injury. So I think it helps a player.
Do you think the temperature will be that big of an adjustment for you guys? I mean, you've been outside. But
yeah, I don't. It's typically warm. We know that it's going to be a warm game, hydration, you know, getting all the fluids in us, the salt, the things that you would do. I think it helps that we practice in it here and we have some, you know, familiarity with it.